Today, the former Pennsylvania Attorney General was sentenced to 10 to 23 months in jail, followed by 8 years of probation. This after being convicted of perjury earlier this year. WHYY's Katie Culinary has more on the downfall of the state's one-time top prosecutor.
Once seen as a Democratic rising star, Kathleen Kane resigned as Pennsylvania Attorney General in mid-August, just 2 days after a jury convicted her of perjury and abuse of office. Kane was found guilty of orchestrating a plot to leak secret investigative material to smear a political enemy and later lying about it under oath. As news helicopters swarmed overhead, Bucks County Prosecutor Michelle Henry told reporters what Kane did was a disgrace.
She put her own desire for personal revenge above everything else, above the citizens of this state, above the hardworking prosecutors and the staff of the Attorney General's office. Everybody deserved better.
Before she was led out of the courtroom in handcuffs, Kane hugged her 15-year-old son, who had testified on her behalf earlier in the day. Kane also tearfully pleaded for leniency for the sake of her two sons. But while Common Pleas Judge Wendy Demchik-Aloy acknowledged the pain her children would feel, she put the blame for that on Kane, saying, quote, "That's a decision you made, not this court." The judge also admonished Kane for being a politician consumed by her image who exploited her position as state attorney general to battle perceived enemies. Kane's attorneys declined to comment after the sentencing, but have previously vowed to appeal. She'll be held at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility in Eagleville until she posts $75,000 cash bail. Once paid, Kane will be free while she appeals her conviction. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.